This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Okay, we're going to take another trip back to Hallis Hall because our guy, Chris Emma.
Oh, they're creepy, they're noisy, and they're coming out early. Tonight we talked to a bug expert.
At the same point in time, they've got major depth concerns. So, I mean, I feel like I got the crowd noise here with these cicadas going. I got tuned out here outside of Hallis Hall. Pardon the cicadas and the noise out here.
Sesame seed. They only grow in certain microclimates.
Peter?
Cicadas. Will you please just tell us what the hell is going on?
Let's get to it. Here's Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles on the Bears running back mix.
The physicality that runs with the ball, contact balance, should help us big time. And then you get two different styles back there that you got to prepare for, which would be good.
All right, so wait, everyone just lay out. I just want to have the cicada sound for a few seconds.
Okay.
Perfect. We'll use that as our bear sounder when things go badly.
They live in your blood.
It's a bug. The place is crawling with these things.
And they feed on your brain.
There's no bugs on your skin.
You have to dig it out.
I'll dig it out. We'll show you.
They want you to know they're there.
Here's Roma Dunze on his new teammate.
Yeah, man. Jade's the best. I'm looking forward to what he's going to surprise us with today.
Really hard to know how much of this is real and how much is Tanny. I suppose the answer is probably just yes.
Thank you, Chris Emma.
Take care.
Thanks, Emma.
He's killed all the cicadas.
Just standing out, they come and buzz on you. And I will tell you guys, these are some of the most powerful urinators in nature. So I maybe it's all in my mind, but I think that's what's happening out of these cicadas here. See if he'll fly away. See,
God.
There he goes.
WGN's got some pretty powerful urinators around here also. Listen, we're no slouches when it comes to that.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Shout out to the WGN Morning News, by the way. I love everyone over there. I was talking to my homie Lauren Jiggets earlier this week. They got new bosses over there and everything now. It's crazy.
Is that right?
Yeah. A lot of stuff going on over there.
All right.
So they celebrated that this week. And shout out to everyone. My guy, Paul Conrad. You heard him in there. I love Paul. He's a P1 listener. Appreciate him.
Breaking news is brought to you by...
Oh, by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Russ Dorsey.
This from Scott Merkin. Per the White Sox, Jose Valentin will return to Wright Field on Friday to throw out the ceremonial first pitch as part of Puerto Rican Heritage Night.
I know where Tanny's going to be Friday night, over 35th and Shields.
I thought that was really important because the most important player in my life that made me a baseball fan is Jose Valentin.
What?
Not Derek Jeter, not A-Rod, not King Griffey Jr.
And you're too young for Frank Thomas.
I knew Frank, but
no, but he wasn't your like you weren't.
It was Jose Valentin, and here's why. The first game I ever went to, my dad, hi dad, was the day that Jose Valentin hit for the cycle. That was my first game ever that I went to. And so then that's why I played shortstop growing up. That's why he was my favorite player. You couldn't tell me that Jose Valentin wasn't the greatest player in the history of baseball. But because it was the first game I ever went to, he hit for the cycle. Against the Baltimore Orioles, year 2000.
Okay, so now we know where Russ is going to be on Friday night, too.
I will not be in attendance. But I was very excited to bring to the good people of Chicago that my man, Hunter Grant, Jose Valentin, was going to be throwing out the first pitch on Friday.
Yeah, and I actually got a text when we were talking about like the Bengals and their whole thing with Boomer. I got a text where someone was like, the 05 team, they put all of them up. The White Sox put all of them. That's what you do.
Yeah. It's just the right thing to do.
That's what you're supposed to do. All right. So, Russ, the floor is yours. What's going on with the Bears in your estimation?
So, I listened to all that Ben Johnson sound from yesterday, whether it was about the roster, we not ready to name starters, I'm not mentally prepared to name a left tackle, I don't know what's going on with Jalen Johnson, talk to Ryan, not me. Now, I'm paraphrasing here, but that's the gist of what he was saying. And then even Ryan Pohl's way of talking about the Jalen Johnson injury, everything just feels very strange at Halas Hall over the last 24 hours. And I don't think it should feel that way a week and a half before week one. I know things change. I'm not asking them to have all the answers today. But for Ben Johnson, who has been in pretty much full control of the things he says, narratives, making sure everything comes out the way he wants, yesterday didn't feel like he had full command of that press conference. And that's something that seems, in his short time here in Chicago, rare for him.
I agree with you that he's hit the mark pretty much any time he has been in front of or behind or attached to a microphone. That Ben Johnson has done wonders for this franchise because he seems like he completely understands what's going on. He presents an air of confidence that organizationally, I don't think Ryan Poles has been very good at doing that part. And obviously Matt Eberflus was not good at that.
Especially at the beginning.
Yeah, it was rough. And winning press conferences isn't what they get paid to do. They are supposed to win games. But what I've enjoyed about Ben is so far, and it's preseason and it's press conferences, right? He has been everything that Bears fans were hoping he would be.
Yeah.
He seems to be thoughtful and creative and a little bit fun. And I like that he's out here trolling Matt LaFleur, like trying to get into his head before they even match up as coaches. And yeah, it felt weird to me yesterday that there was some abdication of responsibility where we have seen Ben be the guy in charge of the Bears. And then yesterday it was like,
Jalen Johnson, what is the specific injury?
You can ask Ryan that one. Feel good about where we are and I'll open up the questions.
I would, Jalen, what's the timeline for getting him back fully mixed in?
Yeah, you were better off playing the cicadas.
Danny bringing back the cicadas. I definitely think that we have to do that when it comes to the Bears. Alex, were you feeling this way too about yesterday with the Bears?
I thought that Ryan Poles was acting a little weird. You guys said that's just Ryan Poles in general. But the way that they have responded to the Jalen Johnson stuff has kind of given me the shivers. The entire training camp. So if he's out there week one, I know Kevin Fishbane said pay attention to the injury report on Thursday and we'll see what it looks like. If he's out there week one, this is all for naught. And maybe we're just getting a little anxious prior to the start of the season. But I'm starting to get a little tense going into the season.
I hear Alex. That's a great way to put it. I don't think I'm on that train because there's just no confidence in the way they've talked about the Jalen Johnson situation. Like, no confidence in, we were prepared to have him on the 53-man roster, blah, blah, blah. But it just, does that give you enough after everything we've seen to say that guy is going to be playing?
All right, I'm gonna play like dime store psychologist here for a second. There's a lot of scar tissue. Anyone around the Bears over the last, I don't know, 40 years. But let's just say the last decade of Bears football. There's a lot of scar tissue of, hey, what's up with that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing. He's just taking a couple of days off. Oh, okay. It's been a couple of days. Yeah. So remember when we said a couple of days? It's actually a couple of weeks. All right. I'll check back in with you in a couple of weeks. So remember how we said it was a couple of weeks? It's a 4-week injury. Oh, that's weird. 4 weeks, eh? Is that going to give you enough time to get ready for the regular season with this guy? Yeah, everything's trending in the direction of him being ready to go in week one. Huh. From a couple days to, okay.
It's a big change, but okay.
So is he going to be athletically ready to go? And, well, that's a great question that you ask. Yeah, when you're not playing football, you're not really in football shape. Well, wait a minute. 6 weeks ago when I was asking the question about him being out a couple days, that's what I was asking. Yeah. So look, there's a lot of scar tissue. We've seen a lot of these movies before. The hope is that we're not seeing a rerun of stuff that we've seen before. We're like, that guy seems injured. No, it's fine. Oh, he's on IR. Oh, okay.
Got it.
Yeah, got it now. Yeah. Totally got it. I think there's some of that that's going on. People know how important Jalen Johnson is. And then there's the other stuff, too. The idea of, wait, is this actually an injury? Or is Jalen upset about his contract situation?
And see, that's the point to Kevin Fishbane, who we had on earlier, talking about you have to shut things down because that allows everybody outside to speculate about, well, he just got paid to be one of the top paid corners in the NFL. And yeah, Pastor Tan and all these other guys have passed him, but this was just a year ago. And so why is he disgruntled? He should be happy that they paid him when he did. And like, when you don't shut those things down and you're very skittish about his, by all accounts, injury, it only leaves room for people to speculate.
Now, he did work out before the game on Friday, and I saw the video of it, and it looked like a full go, like, workout for him.
Yeah.
But that is also different from lining up against Justin Jefferson and chasing him around for 65 plays in a game. And usually football people are right about this. I think there are exceptions. Like, the Matthew Stafford thing feels a lot like, hey, Matthew, Take training camp.
We know you're gonna be there.
We know you'll be ready.
Yeah,
it's you got. Don't you have a back problem? Yeah, my back kind of hurts. Great, have your back hurt until the last possible week.
Yeah.
Of training camp, and then we'll get ready and we'll go and we'll play football. With the Jalen Johnson thing, it does strike some people as being like, "Hey, is that real?" And this is where I go back to the concept of protecting players. Sometimes you have to protect players by saying, this is what it is, this is what we're expecting, instead of, it's whatever, it's fine. Yeah. You should talk to the other guy about it, and he probably knows. I'm not that worried, but if I were to worry, the alarm bell would have been Ben kicking it up to Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Because that makes it feel like it's not
more.
Right. It feels like it's something that the general manager would have to deal with instead of the head coach.
Right.
The head coach deals with injuries. The general manager deals with contract stuff. And so, yeah, all that PTSD as a Bears fan of being like, sometimes they say stuff that's not real. I get why people are a little angsty about
this. And the last time we heard from Jalen was him with Seth Rollins talking about his contract.
Correct.
Yeah, man. All right. 12 days. You got 12 days to figure it out.
You got 12 days. You got a few more practices to get ready for Justin Jefferson and now Adam Thielen.
Which Justin Jefferson makes healthy corners look bad.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no.
Hey, man. Just 12 days.
If I could flip this on its head for just a second, like if I were making a Jalen argument, okay? And I'm not, but if I were, the argument I would make, like let's say I was Jalen Johnson and I was pretty happy with the deal that I struck.
Yeah.
And then everything changes and you get a new defensive coordinator in here who's going to ask more of you than you've ever been asked before. Now, Jalen wants to be the guy that goes and travels with the best.
Shadows receivers.
Yes, he wants to be that guy. But there is a space where you could go, you know, you guys are asking me to do more, right? You should probably pay me more. It seems silly, but I can at least take myself to that
place. There's a world where that's not 100% inaccurate.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what's happening. I think he probably just tweaked something. I hope that's not what's happening.
Yeah.
I really hope that's not what's happening. I hope that it's just an injury and he's good to go week one.
One quick thing before break that I want your thoughts on. The left tackle situation.
Pat.
Who is it a bigger indictment on that they don't have a left tackle? And Ben Johnson, in his words, was not mentally prepared to name a starter there.
Organizationally, this is rough. This is a bad situation for them all. And let me tell you why. It's a bad situation for Ryan Poles because, one, you could have gone out because you had money. Along with upgrading the middle of your line, you could have also upgraded the tackle position. Two, you drafted Karan Amagaji, and you drafted him in the third round. And now you're talking about he might be a backup guard, which makes me think you should have cut Karan Amagaji. Yes. But whatever. Three, Ben Johnson and his staff, they said, hey, go spend that second round pick on Ozzie Trapillo. And then they gave him every chance to win that job, and he didn't. Second round pick turns into a swing tackle. That is not a great allocation of asset.
And the fact that Theo Benedict, nobody had heard of and had gotten himself first team reps by the middle of camp, I think that tells you a lot about that room.
Now, here's the beautiful thing about it. It might not matter. You might be okay with just getting by at left tackle because you feel very strong about your right tackle. Mm-hmm. And by the way, all of the people who covered the Bears or around the Bears were like, you know what might not be a bad idea? Moving Darnell over to left and having Ozzie Trapillo play right tackle. Those people look like geniuses right now.
But wouldn't you have wanted to do that earlier?
Correct. Yes, Tanny, you were one of those people.
Like, I don't want to do that on August 27th.
No, of course you don't. Which is why when they drafted Trapillo, people were like, hey, would you guys ever think about moving Darnell? No. We got it. We got the whole left tackle thing figured out. It's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I know you can win games with Braxton Jones as your left tackle when he's healthy, right? He's not the reason for the problem. He's not a top-tier left tackle. We know this. But you're not going to lose games because of Braxton Jones. But when you spend a second-round pick on a tackle, you're telling me that you don't agree with that assessment. You want to upgrade at that position. And then when you make that pick, like Lawrence was saying, in the second round, and he's not even going to be starting for you, come on, man. What are we doing?
Drafting a swing tackle in the second round is... it's messed up.
And now you got an angry left tackle. It's going to walk out the door. Let's say Braxton has a really good year. Peace out.
Yeah, where's my $100 million? That's what he's playing for right now. Because if he does have a season where he plays 17 games or even 15 games, and we know that he's a PFF darling, that community loves Braxton Jones. He could end up making a lot of money and maybe not here making the money. And did you get his successor?
Maybe it works out because you have
couple all pros on the interior.
That's,
and that can cover up some of the flaws, and we're not worried about it in 6 weeks.
That's what I was kind of going
but to. I'm also worried about they will be good, and he'll be out there on an island getting cooked. And then we have another situation.
If Joe Tooney plays any snaps at left tackle or starts games at left tackle this year,
it's a failure.
I think we're
Failure. It's an absolute
Do we
failure.
Think that could be a case that they kick Joe Tooney to left tackle before they move Darnell Wright over there?
I feel like that's probably the next step in the in case of emergency break glass. I think you move Tooney to left tackle because he's got the actual reps, even though the reps towards the end of his career as a tackle, not great.
I'm not moving my all-pro that I paid all-pro money to tackle.
Russ, it's either that or the dude from Canada. Hey, Theo, going out there, sing a song like you did on Hard Knocks, going out there and block somebody.
I don't
block Trey Hendrickson.
I've gone
the
from,
Bengals are on
I've
the
gone
schedule.
From like a six on this to talking myself until like an eight.
See, that's what happens when you work yourself into a shoot. That's what happened to Russ right there.
Oh.
I do love, though, when they compliment their scouting staff when you take a guy that they was undrafted and you put him in a position to look like he's a real dude. Like, hey, this is a credit to our staff here. I was like, well, you put him there because you had to.
It's going to be interesting. I think Braxton's going to be fine, I think.
Does Theo Eggs Benedict start a game at left tackle this year?
Yes.
Oh, no.
10. We're at 10.
But the rest of the line is going to look so much better. It's not going to matter.
Hey, Caleb, just do your thing out there.
Oh, my gosh. Caleb,
and Tanny, it's in a season where they're like, hey, Caleb, stay in the pocket. Stay there.
Like, I'm sure Caleb is probably wondering who his left tackle is, too.
I think he knows his left tackle is Braxton Jones.
What if he knows it's Theo Eggs Benedict?
That would be bad, probably. Right? Probably.
Yes.
It's the nicknames. Flus. Come on, Eggs. Let's go.
Come Eggs. On, Eggs.
Hey, Eggs. Hey, Eggs. How you feeling? Huh? Canadian bacon. Hey, how's it going?
Jeez, man.
Russ, it's going to be okay.
I feel better at only talking about one offensive lineman as opposed to four.
Of course.
Like last year was like, all right, Darnell Wright's here, but who else? Who's snapping the football? Right?
It's going to be fine. I think.
We don't know if Jonah Jackson's going to be healthy either.
Okay, stop it.
He did look really good against the Chiefs, though.
Everything.
Good when healthy.
Did you see him anchoring against Chris Jones?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look, you guys are fine. Studs is back there popping off talking about it. It's probably fine.
All right.
Probably.
And then Luke Newman also anchoring against Chris Jones. Looks like some good depth.
So Dan Skipper's available.
Looks like a good 6-round pick. They can't figure out.
Skipper's available
Dan
and knows
Skipper
the system.
Is available.
Skip.
Hey, Skip. He is available. Russ, it's going to be fine.
That's what they're telling you.
That's what the Bears are always right.
All right.
Isn't that the name of this show?
There's no vineyard out there where they're growing left tackles.
Now, Jerry, you stop it. Your left tackle vineyard. We don't have those anymore.
It wasn't wrong.
All right, we need to take a break. What if I told you that you could hear a full interview with the head coach? Would that maybe make you feel better?
I hope it's better than it was yesterday.
Okay. Let's all hope. Well, let's see what it is. I told you the 5 o'clock hour of this show was going to be a thing. Because your boy is going on vacation. We'll hear from Ben Johnson next here on the screen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you.
and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Score.
Great being on with you guys. And just for our listeners' sake, here in a couple weeks, I'll be on every week, every Thursday at 5. So I'm giving myself a little promo there, just looking ahead.
Please. That's great work out of you. Thank you, Coach. Somebody, we look forward to it.
Somebody's got to do it. But I...
we love that you'll be with us on Thursdays at 5 o'clock. Is that right, Alex? I have that right?
That is correct.
Yeah, you might want to let us know. But, you know, it's just a thought.
It's okay.
At 5 o'clock. Make sure... someone write that down for Alex so he has it, okay?
Tanner, you write that down for Alex.
Write that down for Alex so he knows. He did say it, though. I don't know why Speaks didn't hear him. He said it. But, yes. And this particular week... September 4th, next Thursday. That's right. September is here. It's week one of college football. I had a great week zero watching college football. I can't wait for week one.
I've never been a college football guy, but so many of my friends work in college football. I've slowly become a college football guy.
I need it because, you know, you cover the NFL, so it's a little bit more clinical. You can't be emotional. The best thing that happened for me was going to Bama. It's the best thing because now I have an outlet for that.
Part of it is being from here, we are a pro city.
Yep.
Right? And then I went to a college that didn't have college football, even though it was in Oklahoma. So I was going to OU and OSU. But it was just like I was there to drink with my friends and tailgate.
That actually sounds great.
It was fun.
So why don't we give you right now an opportunity to come and hang out with us, the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. It's our football season kickoff featuring Dave Wansa, who you heard, Olin Krutz, who I know has thoughts on the left tackle situation. He's going to be in studio with us. Troy Aikman is going to be on the show. We would like for you to be there with us. If you are caller 4, 5, or 6 to 312-540-0670, we are going to hook you up with a pair of passes to come downtown. You get to see the Score Studios in our Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage. It's amazing. I can't even do it justice talking about it. Like, our studio that we're regularly in, this is the one that we're in now. Like, hi, everyone who's watching on Twitch. It's great. It's comfortable. There's some things I would change. But it's solid, right? It's a really good radio studio, and it helps us come through Twitch, and people can see us. The performance studio is a whole other experience.
Really nice.
It's really nice. Ordinarily, what they do is they have bands in there. So XRT and B96 and Jams will have bands play there, and then they sometimes let us use it when we want to do cool stuff like this. So I hope that you have the opportunity to go. It's brought to you by PNC Bank, your local Ford dealers, and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. Okay, let's give you the head coach of the Bears. He was on with Mully and Haw today, and this is what it sounded like.
I think we've had a tremendous training camp. We achieved a lot of the goals that we set out to do, which is you know, techniques and fundamentals, mastering the scheme, situational football. So we're in a good place going into this first week, and I think we're going to continue to get better as the season goes on. In terms of the roster, I think Ryan and I have had some really good dialogue on where we're at, where we could potentially get better here over the next few days. And I think us as a coaching staff have a lot of confidence in the guys that certainly are going to make the 53, but we're hopeful that the guys on practice squad are going to be able to contribute at some point this year as well.
What do you think the strength of this roster is? And when you look at it objectively, do you believe it's talented enough to win the NFC North?
Yeah, there's no question. We can talent's not going to be an issue in this league. You know, it's all about these guys going out there, believing in what we're doing, how we want to play ball, executing at a high level, and we'll see how it plays out from there. I know this is a talented division. It's really well coached across the board, but we like our chances just as much as the next team. So we feel good about that. You know, I do think the strength of our team that I've felt over the course of training camp is probably going to be up front. And I say that maybe not from the flash players, but I think the depth that we have, both offensive line and defensive line, those are both areas that you don't just play your starting four or five. You end up playing good 8, 9, 10 guys over the course of the season. So the depth that we have at those two spots, it's really going to pay dividends for us here this year.
Coach, we have seen you come in, and the standard is the standard. You've talked about that. You've come in and you've worked with Caleb Williams. We all feel that relationship is the most important one, you with the quarterback. We know your background. We know where he was taken and what he can do. I'm just curious, when you start talking about the standard, when you start talking about where you're at with Caleb, you've set a lot of lofty goals for him and a lot of ideas of how he needs to play. Have they been adjusted at all as you get to the start of the season? Have you changed any of those goals? What does success look like for Caleb Williams?
Yeah, no, the standard has been set. The bar has been set high. He has said that he wants to be not just one of the best top five quarterbacks in this league, but he wants to have a legacy that lasts for a long time. And so we're coaching him that way. We're approaching it that way. That's not going to change. Is he going to be a finished product here year two? No, he's going to continue to get better year in and year out, and it's a process. And so we're very clear on that. You know, there is a little bit of grace here as we go through it. We know he's learning. He's going to take his bumps. But at the same time, as long as we're not making the same mistake twice, we're going to be right on track and we'll be just fine. So it's one of those things, coming to work every single day with a great attitude. His attitude's contagious to the people around him. So being positive, willing to learn, being coachable, those things go a long way for not just this season, but his long-term process.
Ben, you had one training camp practice that I think we were going to make a documentary about. People were talking about how physical it was and how much of a throwback it seemed. And then you had the Dolphins come to town in a joint practice, and one of the Dolphins players was whining later about how physical those practices were. Why was it important to you, and what was the goal in structuring your training camp and setting that tone so the physicality was the biggest takeaway?
Yeah, I think that's the name of the game in this division. It's the black and blue division for a reason. We've talked to our players about that, and they've really embraced that mindset. I think there's a certain way you need to play this game if you want to win this division. And so we're going to practice that way, particularly when we're in pads. That's what we're looking to do. That's really, you have a limited number of opportunities in training camp and then during the season to wear those pads in practice. And we look to maximize those opportunities because what you do in practice does show up in the game. And so when it's just in your head that you're going to stop the football on defense and you're not going to let it go any further, and on offense, our perimeter guys are going to block in the running game. They're going to block for their buddies after we catch the ball down the field. It just shows up on game day, and those little things go such a long way and gaining an edge over your opponent.
Coach, we know that the step up from being an offensive coordinator to a head coach is a fairly profound one. You have been ready to make that move. You've had opportunities to make that move. You finally do so now. how well organized were you? I mean, how when did you put together the schedule? When did you know? You could have been a head coach a year ago and you waited and you wanted to finish the job in Detroit. I'm just curious as to how prepared you felt for this particular role, and was there anything that surprised you when you finally got here and finally took over?
No, I think that's the best part of this particular situation that I walked into. I was actually talking to Ryan about that the other day, is the fact that a lot of the structure was already in place. I'm talking about from great ownership to Kevin Warren at president to Ryan on as a general manager and on the personnel side. There are a lot of things that I would have maybe struggled with if it was a first-time GM and we're both finding our way, that Ryan, naturally, he can help. He helps so much already. He's helped in the springtime and in training camp. It's really a good thing that he's been around and he's been able to be helpful that way. And so you look at it that aspect, and then also on the coaching staff, being able to get this collection of guys that have experience, they've done it at a high level. We have a group that have been to Super Bowls, they've won Super Bowls, they know what winning football looks like, head coaching experience on the staff, coordinating experience on the staff. I mean, we've got a wealth of knowledge that it just makes my life a lot easier, and to where I'm not having to do this blind. I didn't hire a bunch of buddies. I got a bunch of guys that don't feel like they need to just tell me what I need to hear. They tell me what they feel like is the truth, and that goes a long way. So, yeah, to your point, it was by design that it was all structured this way, and I think it gives us a better chance to get off the ground faster than maybe some other first-time head coaches.
And they will all follow you. I mean, you will set the tempo. You are the leader of this pack, and so when you get in front of the room, and when you've gotten in front of the media, I think it's been pretty consistent. The passion, intensity, those are the words that have been used to describe your approach. When you address your team, do you sense that you have a locker room full of guys, a building full of people who love football, who love their jobs as much as you seem to love yours?
There's no question about it. And that's a credit to Ryan for filling that locker room with a bunch of guys that are prideful. They're pros. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a rookie in here or you're a 10-plus-year vet. These guys, they want to win. They want to be really good players individually. But more than anything, they want to see their buddies do well, and they want to win. So that's what makes it fun when you're in front of them as a coach, whether it's as a head coach or as a play caller talking to your unit. I think it goes a long way because the buy-in is there. The buy-in really is there.
It's kind of fun to watch the way that you operate and to see all the things that you've got to deal with. I'm wondering if, you know, if there was any issue, maybe even just the NFLPA policies that impact your practices, was there anything that kind of frustrated you a little bit as you tried to get everything organized and get this team up and running?
No. Honestly, you couldn't have asked for a smoother start from the springtime. I thought we had a great setup in terms of our plan for phase one, phase two, and phase three throughout the springtime. And then camp has gone great. I mean, being here at Hallett Hall, I think we've had a great setup. We've got access to everything that we could possibly need here. Our travel has been outstanding, from going down to the stadium the night before the game at home to last week going to Kansas City, getting on the plane. I just think everything's been first class. And so our players feel that. They feel everything. And when they see that everything around them is structured, it's organized, but also everything's being done first class, it allows them to dive into their craft and give their all as well.
We're talking with Bears head coach Ben Johnson here on the Mully Haas Show on 670 The Score. So you have been known for your candor and how direct you can be, whether it's good or bad, positive or negative. So what's going on at left tackle, and why are you stopping short about with Braxton Jones, who seems to be the starter, but you're reluctant to maybe name him that yesterday? Where do you stand with left tackle, and have you treated that position a little bit differently than some of the others?
No, I'm treating the entire roster all the same. We're not naming starters right now. We're not even talking about week one yet, okay? I know Minnesota is coming up around the corner, but this week is still about us. We had a great special teams practice on Monday. Yesterday was really good situational work. Today we're going to be in pads for our last time before we get into game week. And so we need a great practice here today. And we're just focused about us. And so that's why I'm not in the business of talking about starters yet. Next week, we'll handle all that. Who's going to be out there, the first team, second team, what our roles are. But just that's not the time or the place right now for us. And so I want to keep the main thing. That's not to distract from the fact that we've had a battle there at left tackle. We've had some really good candidates. But I'm just not at the point yet to anoint anybody anything at any position.
Do you feel that it's an advantage that you've put together game plans for a team like the Vikings before? Or, you know, I heard some of the Detroit guys say they recognize some of the plays. I think Kay Adams asked you about it, and you were like, well, that's some game plan from 3 years ago. Like, you're not doing a game plan for a preseason game, as we all know. But are your ideas about what they do impacted by the different personnel you have here in Chicago?
Yeah, and so I alluded to it already, and I know it's not a flashy thing to say, but camp for us has been about mastering the techniques and the fundamentals of a number of things. It depends on what position you're playing, so everyone's a little bit different. But I think up front, if you're on the offensive line, I want to see a great deuce block in the gap scheme. I want to see our tight ends and our tackles triple up to the second level. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I can keep going on and on and on. And yet, that's why the plays don't matter as much. It's about the execution of these techniques and these fundamentals. Hmm. And then once we get into the season, that's when we can dress everything up with the shifts and the motions and the personnel groups and getting guys into certain spots. But right now, it's about let's get lined up and let's get really good at doing this, because once we get the building blocks down, that's where we can stack them all up together and make it into something really cool.
Yesterday, of all the things we heard, the lack of clarity surrounding the Jalen Johnson situation was probably of most concern because of his value to this defense and because of what the challenge is on Monday night against Justin Jefferson. What kind of clarity can you provide, if any, Coach, about whether or not you're confident Jalen Johnson will be available or when he will start practice?
Yeah, that remains to be seen. You know, we'll have some good time off. This will be our last practice until next week today. We'll have some good time off. We'll be able to really reset and see who's practicing next week to what extent. The hope has been from the get-go that the soft tissue injury would be resolved by the time week one turned around. And we're going to be right up on that timeline, I think, for Jalen.
Coach, we'll let you go. I'm just curious, what do you consider success this year? Is it about development? Is it about winning games? I mean, what is it that you're looking for this season?
I think at the end of the day, we as a team, I'm talking about coaches and players alike, we need to establish our brand of football going forward, all right? And it's our physical nature. We need to be poised under pressure. We need to be detailed schematically and fundamentally. And I think the results will take care of itself, but it's really that buy-in with what we've been talking about from the spring to training camp that needs to show up for us over the course of the season. And we're going to just get better and better and better. We'll be playing our best football in December and January if we get that done.
Okay.
Great stuff, Coach. Really looking forward to the season, and we're really excited for
you. Thanks, Ben. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right. Hopefully you feel better after hearing Ben Johnson. If you'd like to go to the Cubs game against Tampa on the 14th, be caller number 6 to 312-540-0670. We'll land the plane next here on the
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Score.
That's a wrap!
Aw, we're not even going to talk about the Jay Cutler thing, huh?
Jay is going to jail.
He is for 4 days, which means he probably will get out in two. But he, you know, had the drunk driving charge.
Don't drink and drive, folks.
Don't drink and don't have. It's like he went to the Topgolf because the other part of the problem was that he had a rifle and a pistol in the car. And then he asked the guy that he hit. He's like, "Hey, man, $2,000. Don't call nobody." And the guy's like, "No, I'm calling somebody.
This is not enough for my silence.
Should have said something more."
Yeah.
Like, now you think about it, like, if he said 10 grand.
10 grand, I probably shut up. Let bygones be bygones. That it's enough to fix my car.
And have a little something for the effort.
So for everybody out there, I can be bought for 10 grand.
That's what you've learned from Russ Dorsey today. Thanks, Russ, man. This was awesome.
Of course. And I'm honored.
We have to do this again. Shout out to the Dorsey family, by the way.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
Appreciate them for being loyal supporters of this here very station for a very long time. The Boyquarium is going on today. Alex is here. Tanny. My guy, Peter. Studs. Tyler. Sean. They're all in there. All we're missing is baby T at this point. I'm going on a vacation because I need it. Well, I'm not really going on vacation. I just have a bunch of days off. But I'm going to use them. But I'll be back Tuesday, and so will Spiegs. And we'll get started with week one of the NFL season. Until we get back, everyone stay out of trouble, please. Have a good time this weekend, but stay out of trouble. Don't be like Jay Cutler. I'll see you on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I got to go. I got something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.